This is Dr. Mejia, detaining for patient Carlton Williams, medical records 119119, date of birth 3/4/1959, referring physician Dr. Saida Khan, procedure performed colonoscopy and EGD, secondary procedures, neck cardiopulpectomy, biopsy, state of the procedure 4/22/2022. Indication, screening for colon cancer, history of colon polyp, history of gastric nodule, post op diagnosis, impression 1, 2 with anitis, erosive, number 2, erosive gastritis, number 3, clean-based gastric ulcer, number 4, candida esophagitis, number 5, ascending colon polyp, next number, internal hemorrhage, next number, diverticulosis, coli, periparagap, deformation, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, sequence for the colonoscopy, complications known immediately, medication, aspirin, motor anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 9 minutes, preparation was good, periparagap, operative procedure, aspirin, double template, periparagap findings, oropharynx, pyanoma, periparagap esophagus, there's erythema and white exudates in the proximal and mid-esophagus, likely consistent with candida esophagitis, biopsies taken, periparagap. Stomach, there's diffuse erythema with erosions in the anterior body, biopsies taken, large pylori. There is a clean-based ulcer and the antrum of the stomach, about 5 millimeters. Biopsies were taken, no stigmata, recent bleed, period. Biopsies taken from antrum, body, hepatitis, pylori, periparagap, duodenum, D1. There's erythema and erosions in the duodenum above, consistent with erosive duodenitis. Biopsies taken, period. Second portion of the duodenum, a pyanoma, periparagap. Colonoscopy findings, anorectum, internal hemorrhage, grade 1, period. In the sigmoid colon, there's a small polyp, C-cell, 5 millimeters, removal of neck, polypectomy, no retrieve, period. Scattered articulosis present in the sigmoid, descending colon, periparagap, transflacial pyanoma, periparagap, transverse colon, hepatoflacial pyanoma, periparagap, in the ascending colon, there's a C-cell polyp, 10 millimeters, removal of neck, polypectomy, pure sigmoid pyanoma, periparagap. Recommendations 1, flow pathology reports, number 2, anti-reflux measures, number 3, avoidances, number 4, monitor clinical, number 5, study patient on protonis, following megastrio daily, next number, repeat EGD in 6 to 8 weeks to document gastric ulcer healing, next number, repeat colonoscopy in 3 years for follow-up and surveillance of colon polyps, period, end of dictation.